Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by the company you depend upon for all of your greatest needs, Heart Life. These stories are true dramatizations from our fair city's glorious history. So listen and remember, Heart Life, all the life you'll ever need.
Deep within the secure vaults of the Heart Life Science Division, in a dark and secluded office space filled with all manner of exotic experiments that are equal parts advanced and deadly, behind a thick pane of murky glass, two individuals approach each other out of a bluish fog.
Who goes there?
Benedict. So we meet again.
Balthazar, my old nemesis. How long has it been?
3 cycles, methinks. You escaped your death by the sheerest of lucks.
What arrogance! 'Twas you who were about to die and bid a hasty retreat.
Rise!
But no matter. I have thought long and hard over our last meeting.
As have I, Balthazar.
And to what conclusions have you come?
Primarily, that the world would be so much the better without you in it.
May one assume you have engineered an elaborate plot to achieve this goal?
One could, and one should.
Ah, but such plots are ever so much harder to execute when one is dead.
Are you referring to me?
I'm referring to you.
Your plot is already in motion?
It was in motion from the moment you appeared in my sight.
Aha! Mine was in motion long before that, since last we parted, methinks.
Aha! But you see, my plot required your plot to be in motion, to be in motion. Now not only are you trapped, but you are trapped in a trap of your own creation.
May one assume that there is no escape from this trap you've trapped me in?
One may.
May one also assume that I will continue to be trapped in this trap, even in the event of your most grisly demise?
One could, and one should.
Well, if the trap you have trapped me in is as lethal and inescapable as you say, then the least I can do is ensure that you die with me.
Haven't you?
No, not now. Not when my victory is so near.
Your friend, the great wooden stick, will not save you this time, Balthazar.
We all know the great wooden stick is ever your friend and savior, Benedict. But no matter. You will not escape my trap.
Curses! You are escaping my trap!
Nay, it is you who are escaping my trap.
This is not the end, Benedict.
Curse you, Balthazar! I will track you wherever you go, even unto the ends of the earth. You hear me? The ends of the
earth! Stick into the fluid and stir for 30 seconds or until separated. Repeat action every 12 hours for maximum stimulation.
Maximum stimulation? They're just brains in a tank.
Well, even brains in a tank need to stay stimulated. If I were a brain in a tank, I wouldn't want to be stuck next to the same old brain day after day. What if you didn't like each other? It would be horrible. This way, they get to move around, bit of exercise, see new parts of the tank, and maybe catch up with some brains they haven't seen in a while.
But Dr. Storm...
Yes, Dr. Wheatley?
What is the point? What purpose does a giant tank of disembodied brains suspended in a nutrient-rich liquid compound actually serve?
Well, it could be some sort of hard drive for the entire city's informational superstructure. Each brain acting as a processor with its thoughts. Its neurons and synapses collecting and storing the data we need and accessible to each other through the conductive liquid substance that surrounds them.
Or it's purely decorative.
Look, I'm just the weather guy. I don't know any more about the tank full of brains than you do. Other than what's in this note Caligari left me about the proper care and feeding of the brains. If you want details, ask her when she gets back.
And... when exactly is that going to be?
Well, let's see. On the one hand, she stole her own research and then faked her own death in order to retrieve it.
But on the other, she is Caligari.
Exactly. So let's say a week. Maybe two if she gets hung up.
What the?
Who?
Oh, Mr. Chamberlain.
We didn't see you sitting there. In the dark.
Can I get you another juice box?
So, Caligari is still alive.
Yes, well, we assume she is. That was her plan.
We haven't seen her, though, so we can't be sure.
Or tortured into revealing her location.
That, too. She left a letter for you.
Oh, yes. Here it is.
Dear Agent Chamberlain, if you are reading this, then you have finally discovered
through your skills of investigation that I am, in fact, alive. Good for you! Enclosed is a cookie for your reward. Go on. You deserve it. You are one step closer to catching me. All you have to do now is find out what I want, why I'm doing this, and where I am or will be. Good luck to you, and enjoy your cookie. Dr. Emily Caligari.
P.S. Be a dear and tell my associates that their services are no longer required. There's a peach. Huh.
What did she say?
I get a cookie.
What's this? Dr. Caligari is being sought by agents of M-U-R-D-E-R. Dear policies, this is an education in what can happen when one dabbles in science. Two super scientists are loose in our city. To what devious ends are they bound? More importantly, will the innocent people of Heartlife ever find out? Let us find out together as the story of our fair city continues with Mole Fight.